Syndicated columnist Neil Pierce and his colleague Jerry Hagstrom have written a remarkable book that looks deeply into every state in the Union. I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. It's called The Book of America, 910 pages long. To write it, Pierce says he and Hagstrom visited all 50 states.
I began in 1969 traveling state to state, and I went back again and again, so there's practically no state in the Union I would have been back to less than two or three times, and several of them, several dozen times. And over these years, I built up an immense library of information on each state, and I have a storehouse in my own head, and I can begin to evaluate things better because of the number of years that have passed.
The Book of America truly gives the reader a feeling of what it's like to live in each state.
Anyone who's traveling, whether from abroad or an American, going to a state or a part of the country they're not familiar with, you can pick up your standard Michelin American equivalent guide, and you can read about what are the great museums and a little bit of the ancient history of the place and what goes through the port. But you don't find out who holds the power, what the real political dynamic is, what's happened to the economy truly in the last few years, where its ups and downs are. You don't read about the color of the personalities. You don't feel the soul of cities.
Pierce says the book almost didn't come off. He had already written 8 regional books and was exhausted, but Hagstrom talked him into it.
He said to me at lunch one day, Neil, are you going to write that book? And I said, I don't know. One book with all 50 states and it just sounds superhuman. I don't know if I can do it. And he gave me this interesting look in his eye, and he said, what if we write it? And I looked back at him, and I said, you want to be the co-author? And he said, yes. And I said, you willing to do a huge portion of the work? And he said, yes.
Hagstrom, too, visited each state.
He would take our earlier work, the earlier chapters that I'd done on each one of these states, all the current research, and do a rough first draft on the word processor. And then he'd give me the disc, and then I'd go over it again with all my notes and my recent interviews and experience and reshape it, and then I'd give it back to him. So it was true co-authorship.
Neil Pierce, co-author of The Book of America, Inside 50 States Today. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Neil Pierce was a prime candidate to write a book about all 50 states. He's a syndicated columnist for The Washington Post, and his specialty is grassroots America. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Pierce and co-author Jerry Hagstrom have turned out a 910-page study called The Book of America. I asked Pierce if America is in good health.
Nationally, I'm not sure. We certainly haven't had a great record in terms of the national economy, manipulating that well. The federal government got itself vastly overextended. We have $200 billion a year deficits on the national level. I find America, however, in good health in terms of great vitality and desire to change things and find new directions at the state and local level.
Pierce says the Sun Belt is still showing the most growth, but there are some surprises.
New England, which was a sick man in the mid-1970s, with an employment rate worse than the United States as a whole, has been on an average 3% below the national unemployment rate in this recession, and the reason is the immense boom in high technology. The four leading states in terms of the percentage of the workforce in high technology, the wave of the future, are New England states.
And the big eastern and midwestern cities.
In the mid-70s, the urban experts were saying, these cities are doomed. Who will be the last person to leave and turn out the lights? And there just was no hope in their prognostication. They were wrong. Since the mid-1970s, we have had the biggest center city building boom in the history of the United States.
But Pierce notes that while billions of dollars are going into downtown development, there are still deep pockets of poverty and an urban underclass. Still, Pierce is optimistic.
When you go down and you spend your time in the states and spend your time in the cities and you visit some of those rural and suburban areas, you begin to feel the country remaking itself. And that's the excitement of being a reporter who's dealing at the grassroots in this country now instead of at the ethereal heights where a lot of my Washington Press Corps colleagues, I would say, are stuck.
Neil Pierce, co-author of The Book of America, Inside 50 States. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.